Chapter 34. Saturday, May 19th, 10:05 p.m. Abe Sanders ran up to meet Quincy the minute he arrived at Rainey's house. The CSU was tearing up floorboards, dissecting the deck in search of trace evidence. Giant floodlights illuminated the grounds, while men in navy blue windbreakers swept the premises inch by inch with bobbing flashlights. Quincy had seen this scene hundreds of times by now, and it still struck him as surreal. He'd never even been to Rainey's home. There should be nothing here to connect to her in his mind. But when he saw the back deck framed by soaring trees, he could picture her at once, and pain socked him in the gut. Her vulnerable eyes, her stubborn chin. So much unfinished business. He had to reach out a hand to steady himself. Then he got on with the matters at hand. "What have they found?" he asked Sanders. "It's under the deck." Quincy followed Sanders around. Shep was back there as well, hunched with his chin tucked in the top of his coat against the night's chill. Luke was right. Shep looked on the verge of being ill. If he'd been behind the jailbreak, things hadn't gone as planned. Then Quincy noticed that men were furiously working the dirt beneath the deck like a promising archaeological site. They dusted, fluoresced, and categorized. They carted away piles of dirt. "It looks like a fresh grave," Sanders was saying, "right under the deck. But all we've found so far are some old threads and gravel. They're still working on it." Quincy looked at Shep. The sheriff had thinned his lips. Quincy understood. They were looking at the final resting place of the man who had killed Rainey's mother. And Quincy also understood who had put him there. "Anything else?" Quincy asked. "We found an old shotgun," Sanders said. "Shep already identified it as the gun that was used to kill Molly Connor 14 years ago. In theory, it's an open case.